You shall? Quod Proserpine, will you so? Now, by my mother's sire's soul, I swear that I shall given her sufficient answer. And all women after for her sake, that though they be in any guilty take, with faces bold they shall themselves excuse, and bear them down that wouldn't them accuse. For lack of answer none of them shall die. All, had man seen a thing with both his eyes, yet shall we women visage it hardily, and weep, and swear, and chide subtly, so that you men shall be as lewd as geese. What recketh me of your authorities? I wot well that this Jew, this Solomon, found of us women fools many a one, but though that he ne found no good woman, yet has there found in many another man women full true, full good and virtuous. Witness on them that dwell in Christ's house. With martyrdom they prove their constance. The Roman jests eke make remembrance of many a very true wife also. But, sir, ne be not wroth, albeit so. Though that he said he found no good woman, I pray you, take the sentence of the man. He meant thus, that in sovereign bounty is none but God, but neither he nor she. Eh? For very God that is but one, what make you so much of Solomon? What though he made a temple, God's house? What though he were rich and glorious? So made he eke a temple of false gods. How might he do a thing that more forbid is? Pardee, as fair as you his name in plaster, he was a lecher and idolaster. And in his eld he very God forsook. And if God ne had, as says the book, he spared him for his father's sake, he should have lost his reign rather than he would. I set right naught of all the villainy that you of women write, a butterfly. I am a woman. Needs must I speak, or else swell until mine heart break. For since he said that we be jangleresses, as ever whole I may brook my tresses, I shall not spare for no courtesy to speak him harm that would us villainy. Dame, quod this Pluto, be no longer wroth, I give it up. But since I swore mine oath that I would grant on him his sight again, my word shall stand, I warn you certain. I am a king. It sits me not to lie. And I, quod she, a queen of fairy. Her answer shall she have, I undertake. Let us no more words hereof make. Forsooth, I will no longer you contrary. Now let us turn again to January, that in the garden with his fair May singeth full merrier than the popinjay, you love I best and shall and other none. So long about the alleys is he gone, till he was come against Thilke Perry, where as this Damian sits full merry on high among the fresh leaves green. This fresh May, that is so bright and sheen, gan for to sigh, and said, "Alas, my side! Now, sir," quod she, "for aught that may betide, I must have of the pears that I see, or I must die. So sore longeth me to eaten of the small pears green. Help for her love that is of heaven queen. I tell you well, a woman in my plight may have to fruit so great an appetite that she may dien but she of it have."